Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Michal Arini Kaparas Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrona Livracha. We are in Sefer Hosea, and Hosea is now going to discuss with us here in Perek Hei a warning to Ephraim and to the leaders, and also how the entire nation is going to fall in this very relatively short Perek, mid-sized height, I would say. More correctly, about 15 psukim, and so the Navi begins. Shumu zos ha-kohanim v'akshivu beis Yisrael u'beis ha-melech hazinu ki lachem ha-mishpat. The Navi declares, hey, hear me, O Kohanim, the Kohanim who are, according to the Malbim, the Kohanim of the false gods that were appointed by Yeravam ben Nevat. The Radak says, no, they were the Kohanim who were who didn't give enough Musar to the people of Yehuda. But we seem to understand that it's a reference to Beis Yisrael, Akshivu Beis Yisrael, which is a reference to the kings of Am Yisrael, or to the kings of Malchus Yehuda, according to the Radak, or according to Ibn Ezra, a message to the Sanhedrin, who all of whom did not lead the people properly. Ubeis HaMelech Hazinu Ki Lachem HaMishpat, you guys have to bear the punishment. As the leaders of the Jewish people, you're the responsible ones. And why is that? Ki pachayisim lemitzvah reshes perusa al tavor. You have a trap in mitzvah and a snare spread out on tavor. Starting with King Yeravam ben Nevat, Am Yisrael said you can't go up to Yerushalayim for aliyah leregel. And so they set up soldiers, one who was standing at mitzvah, one who was standing at Har Tavor. And so all of a sudden, things started over there. And once you can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash, people start looking in foreign places. And by the way, v'shachat ha-sheitim ha-miku, v'ani musar l'kulam. The slaughter by the wayward is even worse in this situation. Those who went to try to go around the blockade of being able to be Ola Regal, they were slaughtered. And v'ani musar l'kulam, I'm going to afflict all of them. As Hashem's Navi said, Hosea, I'm going to let you know you're going to be in big trouble in general. Ani adati Ephraim, Yisrael lo nechached mimeni. I know Ephraim. Am Yisrael is not hidden from me. Ki ata haznesa Ephraim nitma Yisrael. You went away, Ephraim, and Am Yisrael became tummy in the process. Lo yitnu malaleim lo shuv el elokeim. Right, they don't let their wicked deeds go to the side in order for us to be able to go back to Hashem. Why? Because there's a desire for promiscuity, for avodah zarah, for gilui arayos. All these things are out there. Ves Hashem lo yado, and they just frankly don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ana gaon Yisrael b'fanav. So Am Yisrael's pride will be humbled before its eyes. And Yisrael and Ephraim are going to be punished, and Yehuda will also wind up falling by the wayside. They're going to go with their korbanos to come seek Hashem. There was a time in Malchus Yehuda during the time of Yishayahu HaNavi who tried to get the people to destroy their avodah zarah mizbeachs in order to be able to turn to Hashem, but they weren't able to go ahead and rescind the decree, v'chalatz mehem, because they separated. It was all gone. Hashem had already distanced himself from them. And the pasuk says, "Bashem bagadu." They went ahead and they betrayed Hashem. Why and how? Kibanim zarim yaladu. They had children through intermarriage. What does that mean? That means that the children are being brought into this world through and under the guise of avodah zarah. And these children were lost to the Jewish people. Atah yochleim chodesh eschelkem, right? And therefore, the month is going to devour the person. It's going to refer to Shalom ben Yavish in this situation. After all, Zechariah was also referred to as an alien god. He was killed by Shalom, whose own reign lasted for a month. All right, and so he's now called the month. the one who during the month it goes ahead and cuts into him. Tiku shofar begiva chatzotra berama. Sound the shofar in Giva. Let the trumpet sound in Rama. And hariu bas aven acharecha binyamin. Raise a cry in Beis Avin. Look behind you, Binyamin. In other words, the enemy's coming. You got to pay attention in that situation. Ephraim l'shamatia, Ephraim. You guys have to be left alone, desolate. Biyom tochecha b'shifte Yisrael hodati ne'mana. You should just let it be known. I've proven myself truthful among the tribes of Am Yisrael. And hayu sarei Yehuda kemasige gvul. The leadership, the ministers of Yehuda, were like trespassers. What does that mean? They were like trespassers. They tried to go ahead and do things that the other nations of the world were assigned to do. Sometimes you just realize that you're not supposed to be doing that stuff, right? It's somebody else's job. So I want you to know that on them, I will pour out my wrath. Ephraim, Ashuk Ephraim, Ratzutz Mishpat, Kihoil Halach Achartav. I want you to know that Hashem says Ephraim suffers oppression. He's downtrodden by affliction. What does that mean? It means that it suffered oppression by the other nations, and because he chose to follow the false Nevi'im. They were entrapped by their own laws in that situation. V'ani ka'ash le'Ephraim v'karakav le'Beis Yehuda. I am like a moth to Ephraim, ka'ash, and like a worm to Beis Yehuda. I'm there, bringing terrible punishment on the people, like a moth on clothing, like a worm in a tree. It looks like a small presence, but it's going to be able to cause major damage. Vayar Ephraim, as Cholio Yehuda as Mozaro, right? Ephraim will recognize his disease. Yehuda will see its wound, and what's it going to do? Vayelch Ephraim al Ashur. So instead of turning around and fixing the problem internally, it's going to turn to Ashur. Vayishlach al Melech Yariv. You're going to go to him. He's not going to be able to cure you or heal your wounds. I want you to know, it's I'm the one. I attack Ephraim like a lion. I attack the Yehuda like a young lion in this situation. It's I who's tearing them to pieces, right? I'm going to depart back to the place where I was until they acknowledge what the problem is, or until they come to seek me out as a result of their punishment. You know, it happens so often that we see all sorts of maladies that affect us as a nation, as people, and instead of turning around and realizing what's behind all of it, who more correctly is behind all of it, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tend instead just to focus on the immediate medical or physical solution. It's not that we ignore doctors, but a person has a responsibility to realize that the Rofei Chobasa or Mafli Lansos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who heals all souls, all bodies, is Hashem. And if we put our trust in Him, and we will be able to use His agents in a more proper way that will keep us going, hala hala mala mala, until we get further along on our path of tshuva, returning back to Hashem. Everyone have a great week.